I have a full-scale investigation is underway after SWAT officers raid a South Florida home with three children inside. Tonight, the father of two of those kids is speaking out. Team 6 reporter Sharon Lawson is live in Miami now with details. Sharon?
Well, Jackie, that Atlanta father is vacationing here with some two of his young boys and a nephew. Last week, he left the children at a relative's home, and they were there for a couple of hours alone when chaos erupted.
Bobby McClendon is outraged and demanding answers. He says his young nephew and son were left bloodied, bruised, and traumatized after the home the children were staying in was raided by SWAT.
And it's kind of strange how they would be so aggressive to children that aren't aggressive.
Last Thursday, the SWAT team from the Miami Police Department stormed this Coconut Grove home around 11 a.m. with a narcotics warrant. The only people inside, two 13-year-olds and one 12-year-old. The first person they came upon, McClendon's 13-year-old nephew, in the kitchen.
And they tell him, get down, get down, get down. So as they're telling him to get down, he's looking for a spot, you know, to get down at. And as he's looking for a spot, they hit him on the top of his head with their rifle.
And then there was 12-year-old Aaron McClendon. He was sleeping in the back room when, he says, he was forced out and then punched in the eye.
Yeah, I was pretty scared.
According to McClendon, officers went to the wrong house because the address on the warrant states 3844 Williams Avenue. They live at 3844 Thomas Avenue.
Was this the right house?
This was the right house. We not only was this the right house, but a gun was seized and illegal narcotics were also taken from that location.
Major Delrish Moss adds it was the right house, but the wrong address.
This was actually a part of a broader investigation that's going on.
A broader investigation that you can't elaborate on?
I can't talk about the details of that right now. We're just not ready to go into all of those details.
But he did elaborate on the pictures of the 13-year-old's bloodied head and the 12-year-old's bruised eye.
They're disturbing. Kids shouldn't be harmed in these instances.
According to Major Moss, with all the chaos, the 13-year-old was injured when he ran into the police officer's weapon. As for McClendon's son, how that child was hurt remains a mystery.
The investigation is to look at this and make sure that when the police officers went in to do their jobs, they did it the right way. If they did it the wrong way, the appropriate punishment will be dealt.
And back out live, you just heard Major Moss say an internal affairs investigation is currently underway. In the meantime, Bobby McClendon says that he's going to retain an attorney to see what kind of legal action he could possibly take against the department. Reporting live in Miami, Sharon Lawson, NBC 6 South Florida.